welcome to another episode of Diary of a Wannabe Comedian with me, Belle Finn, a wannabe comedian. I am off to Ireland in May. I'm very excited. I got voted in as somebody to represent our branch of Equity at the forthcoming conference. So you may recall I went to Birmingham last year. This year it's in Derry. So I'm really chuffed about that. I love Ireland. Anyway, I've been quite a few times to Ireland. Never Northern Ireland. So this will be a new experience for me because that is in Northern Ireland, isn't it? She says, worried about her geography. Anyway, let's move on from that. So yeah, that's coming up in May. So I'm very excited. I haven't done an awful lot really that you can see creatively. I've done a lot of art, loads of art in my book, my 365 days of art. I have been approached about doing a gig this week because somebody's had some dropouts, the producer, and I'm umming and ahhing. I don't know whether I will because I'm scared. I need to mentally prepare and I'm just not mentally prepared, I don't think. But yeah, that's that. That's the only comedy news I've got. I did go and see Flo yesterday at the cinema, which was quite a nice animation. It's quite nice. It's Latvian, or made by Latvian animators and producers and whatnot. Not that that makes any difference because there's absolutely no dialogue at all in the film because it's just animals. And it's the story of a cat whose home is flooded, basically. So a bit like Noah's Ark. And then the cat and other animals sort of club together to look after each other. But what I will say is it was certified as a U and it said mild threat, because there's always some descriptors next to the certification when you go to the movies. And I was surrounded by little tots that were in this film because it's four kids. And I was sat there on the edge of my seat. Mild threat? It was threat all the way through. This poor cat, is it going to drown? Is it going to get eaten? Is it going to get beaten up? It was just all the way through this movie. I was stressed out about this poor cat. But spoiler alert, it does make it in the end. And most of his little friends make it too. There you go. It was more than mild threat to me. But I guess when you're really young, you're a young tot, you probably don't even get that. It goes over your head. But it was quite nice. I think the animation, I mean, it's actually won awards, this film. And the animation, it was okay. But I don't know, there were times, because with animation, weight is kind of key. I can't remember what the animation principle is now that would be related to that. But just knowing that it's kind of got weight and its feet are properly planted on the floor, there was times where it felt like it was floating a little bit to me, because this is 3D animation, something I know very little about. But yeah, I noticed that it was not the best. Some of it was really beautiful and I'm probably doing it down. Perhaps when you know a little bit about animation, you think you know more than you do, and it just, I don't know, it just spoils it for you. But worth going to. Definitely worth going to over Snow White if you've got a choice. Not that I've been to see Snow White. I'm not going to go on principle because I've heard that it's diabolical and it's woke and all the things that irritate me right at the minute. Lots of things are irritating me today. I've not had a great day today, but you don't want to hear about that. So, I did play darts over the weekend. I met up with my friend Alexander. I'm making the most of his generosity at the moment. He's normally a complete tightwad, but because I'm so poor, he's paying for everything. So he's been very generous. So, but then again, I have to pay in terms of the crowing that he gives me, is that right? The crowing he does when I lose. And I really did lose badly this time. I was quite close before, but this was shocking. The place was so hot. We went to a different one. We went to the one in Bloomsbury rather than the one at Victoria we were at before. And the Bloomsbury one is underground and it was just really, really hot and quite unpleasant and very loud as well. We were between two groups of multiple people and the screaming and yelling that was going on. And then someone had some food and it was horrible. It smelled disgusting. It was kind of cheese, I think. You know, that melted cheese, and it just smelled disgusting. It smelled like plastic, which it probably was, let's face it. So that's it, really. Not a lot to say. I will try and do better for Thursday. Much love and gratitude.